Relationships take work. That's just a simple fact of life, and one that is true whether you want to believe it or not. I've known plenty of people who would initially scoff at this notion, claiming that their girlfriend or boyfriend fit them like a puzzle piece, no effort needed. We just fit together, they say. That's all well and good for the first few months, but eventually you will start to realize that there are no perfectly cut pieces. Just ones that are almost totally there if you squint a bit while looking at them. People are complicated, with way too many factors in play for any attempt at relationship perfection to be made, and that's okay. Where this can get really difficult, however, is in the bedroom. We always start off hot and heavy, banging it out two or three times a day at the start of a particularly sizzling liaison. Unfortunately, no matter how hard we try to keep the fire burning, it starts to fade. Of course, that doesn't mean that it has to fade entirely, but that brings us back to the start of this conversation now, doesn't it? A great relationship takes work. What happens when you shack up with someone who simply can't be satisfied, though? Someone who refuses to have their desires quelled no matter how much work you put in? The way I'm going about this, you'd think I was talking about my girlfriend, but I'm afraid this commentary hits even closer to home than that. I'm talking about myself. At least I can admit it. That's the first step right there. I know that my girlfriend, Amy, is the coolest chick on the planet, absolutely gorgeous and smart as hell. She's just as funny as she is sexy, perfectly capable of hanging with the guys, but also happy to rock some heels and a little black dress. I'm lucky to have her, and I know it, but that doesn't make my dissatisfaction any less real. I feel like the halves of my brain are constantly at odds with one another, the logical side understanding that what I have is something other guys would kill for, while my emotional brain consistently wants even more. Fortunately, this insatiable desire within me only applies to one particular aspect of our lives together, sex. Amy is amazing in bed, don't get me wrong, but what I'm craving is a little variety. Being the honest couple that we are, me and Amy have already had plenty of open discussions about this, trying out a few threesomes here and there, and even experimenting with a little role-playing. All of this was fantastic, and I'm certainly thankful to have such an understanding wife, but even these wild activities can't keep my feelings at bay completely. There will be a week or two of relative calm, and then, eventually, my lustful cravings will come rushing back. All this comes to a head when Amy and me are having dinner in the apartment that we share, sitting across from one another as we chow down on this delicious meal that my girlfriend has prepared. I'm having a really hard time trying to figure out what I should get you for our anniversary, my girlfriend admits. I've been brainstorming like crazy, but nothing seems to fit right. Fit right? I question, chuckling to myself. It's cute how much she cares. Another reason to be thankful for this amazing woman that I've been blessed with. Yeah, I mean, you make so much money that you're pretty much impossible to buy for, she tells me. This is kind of true, to be honest. It's not like I'm the wealthiest guy in Los Angeles, but I make enough as a young producer to get the things that I want to buy. I have good taste, but not extravagant, meaning that most of the time I don't have to check my bank account and see if the funds are available if I want to go out to a fancy restaurant. You don't have to get me anything, I tell my girlfriend. It's the thought that counts. Tyler, Amy shouts, rolling her eyes in mock annoyance. You know that's not true. It's our anniversary, and it's important. You treat me so well, I want to give you something in return. Well, I start, then take a bite of the pasta Amy's prepared. I chew it for a moment, thinking hard about how to respond, then finally swallow. Like I said, you don't have to get me anything, but you could always do something for me. Amy immediately understands where I'm headed with this, a wry smile slowly creeping its way across her face. A threesome?